This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
And welcome to episode 2 of our mini show series happening this summer. We're so excited you joined us. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road schooling mom to 4 beautiful kiddos, co-founder of Full-Time Families, and author of How to Hit the Road and Our Journey Journal. And I'm coming to you live from the UP of Michigan, where we are spending the summer in Great Lakes style, having a Great Lakes kind of summer. And on the line with me every Sunday night is my lovely co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, also a homeschool mama to 4 kiddos that I love to call my Road School 101 crew. I am the author and creator of RoadTripTeacher.com, and I love to chronicle my travels and all our crazy experiences over at DiaryOfARoadMom.com. And I am so excited to be coming to you probably maybe the last, if not the second to the last week, that we will be here in beautiful Southwest Florida, one of our favorite places in the country. We're getting ready to embark on our fall trek up north, across the Midwest, and eventually back down the East Coast for the winter. And I'm so excited to hear your voice, Kimberly. How are you this week?
I'm great, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's been a crazy week. I don't know. I always say this every Sunday night, but I don't know where the time goes. It seems like this summer is flying by. I'm so excited that you and I have come up with this summer series for these quick little shows on Sunday nights. It really does help me to reconnect with all the other road school moms out there, and you, of course, kind of keep on track, but it gives me a little bit extra time on Sunday night to get ready for the busy upcoming week, because it does seem busy.
Yes, absolutely. I was just on the phone with road school mom Diane Felty today, and she was saying, gosh, you get to this part of the summer, and it's like you're downhill on a roller skate. It's just crazy how much it slips out from under you, which brings me to the fact that you and I are hosting the Not Back to School Road School Rally. So whenever you road school moms are out and about seeing the road school supplies, take heed that you're not going back to school. And we have one spot left for that event. And if you're joining us, please check your email mailbox for the tickets and tees order form that I sent out earlier today, where you tell us what field trips you want to attend and how many limited edition rally t-shirts you need for your family. So I sent a whole bunch of those out today. Go ahead and check your inbox. Again, we have one spot left, so if that's your spot, you better claim it. And then the other thing I want to say before we hit it about road schoolers and rainy days is our journey journal, a book that I just created, is a professional designed one-of-a-kind journal for you to tell the story of your most daring adventure, and it's currently on pre-sale at a discounted rate. So head over to fulltimefamilies.com and click on the resources button to reserve your copy. You have any show notes at the top of the note you need to tell the people before we dive into this?
I don't, KT. I can save what's going on over at Road Trip Teacher for the end of our show. I think we should jump right into how you and I love to handle our rainy days. I know for us down here in Southwest Florida, rainy days are kind of the norm right here right now. It's cyclical of our weather. I can tell you that my road schoolers have actually come to love a rainy day. Of course, down here it doesn't really last all day. It's just more of a rainy time. But it's definitely some things that we've taken advantage of and learned to make the most of it. And the first thing that you and I talked about and we agreed on wholeheartedly is to hold a movie marathon, right, on a rainy day. What better day than a way to just stay in your pajamas and watch back-to-back movie sequels. And I know Kimberly and I got together and talked about our favorite family movies. And those we'll mention on the air: Back to the Future, Shrek, the Harry Potter series, of course, Star Wars. That's a great classic, and Lord of the Rings as well. Ghostbusters is always a great hit in our rig. Home Alone, definitely a family favorite, especially at Christmas time during the holidays. And you can never go wrong with Toy Story. So first up on a rainy day, hold a movie marathon.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. And sometimes you can go to the Walmart $5 bin and grab those movies ahead of time and stash them away, because one of the best things to do for being prepared for rainy days is to have a little secret stash that you don't really think about. You know, you just stash a little bit of something away, and then when it's time for the rain to come, you're already prepared. That's the Road School Mom's motto, don't be scared, be prepared. So don't be scared of rainy days either. I love to organize a board game battle. I love to get out board games and challenge everyone in my rig to stay unplugged for the day. A rotation of favorite card games can also provide lots of fun. But if games aren't your thing, that's okay. Gather around the table with a jigsaw puzzle. Invite all to work together to complete it in one day. Your local Goodwill stores always have a great selection of board games and puzzles, so pick a few up and stash them away for your next rainy day.
I love that, KT. As you know, we're great big fans of board games in our rig. It's something that we don't actually just save for rainy days. We actually use board games for our road school a lot of times during the week. And if you want to learn more about that, you can check in with me and KT later on this season, because we're going to do a whole show about using games in your road school. But in the meantime, we're going to move on to number 3 on the Road School Mom's 5 Top Tips for Rainy Days with Road Schoolers, and that is to break out the coloring books and the craft projects. And I know we've talked about this on the show before. In our rig, I actually do keep an art box that's pretty handy to use in our road school, and maybe for my littles that, you know, don't have anything to do while I'm working with the older kids. So I always have an art box handy. And that is a place where, as Kimberly mentioned when we were talking about this earlier in the week, you know, we've all have those craft projects that are half done. We didn't have quite time to finish, or we didn't, make the time to finish it. So the rainy days are just a perfect way for making progress on those long-forgotten craft projects. And if coloring's more your speed, then gather all the crayons and markers and colored pencils together that you can find, and just let the fun begin. Now, it's a great place to go, like at a bookstore, your local bookstore, and you can also check Walmart or some of the main chain stores like that. But if you're looking specifically for adult coloring books, which I know that's kind of been a favorite of mine lately, it's kind of the new thing. There's lots of selections of adult coloring books out there. You can get them on Amazon if you want to order a few to put back for a rainy day. It's great to have while traveling. But again, when it's a rainy day, a great thing to have is coloring books for you and the kiddos. So make a point to pick up a few and put them away for the next indoor retreat from the rain. And on a side note, you can hit play on your favorite classical music while you're coloring and doing craft projects, and let the inner artist out in your road school crew.
Well, I love that. And I have to tell you that I was with road school mom Jill Duncan's the other day, and we were at the beach together, and she was coloring in one of those adult books. Coloring books, and I was downright jealous. So I haven't gotten the coloring book yet, but yesterday I picked up some watercolor pencils, which are really quite cool. So I'll be hitting the cart on my Amazon cart to get some coloring books. Thanks for that link, Mary Beth. Okay, you can also utilize your downtime for reorganizing and what I like to call indoor weeding. Living small requires the perpetual process of purging. Use the next rainy day to get your road schoolers involved in the reorganization and indoor weeding of your rig. Pick a cabinet, empty it, and resolve to put only half of it back. Nothing occupies kids like stuff they have not seen for a while, no matter what it is, even if it's cleaning supplies. I've noticed this. Take this uninterrupted time to go through your books, old family photos, office supplies, and even past road school projects. Let them explore, recreate, and help you pare down the space around them.
That's a great idea. And I know for me, we're big fans of lap books. My kiddos work with interactive notebooks. And so we always have, usually the previous year's collection of those pieces in our rig, even if they're stored. And so I know on rainy days it's great. A lot of my kids like to look at their siblings' projects and then go through those things. And family photographs, gosh, that's another great one. So what a wonderful tip. Our last tip, number 5 on the list, is really, really easy. It's just go play in the rain. Rainy days don't really have to be spent indoors. So break out your rain gear and go out for a soggy, silly play date. Whether you just splash in the puddles or go for a nature walk, play a slippery game of catch, or engage in a water gun fight, your kids will absolutely love to burn off that extra energy, and you'll for sure be declared the coolest mom on the road. When we done this post, it was so funny, Kimberly, because I just have pictures. Last week, the girls and I went out and played in the rain, actually, and so I had all kinds of great pictures of my girls in the rain. And one little side tip with that, if you go out to play in the rain, don't forget to grab your camera, because that is one of the coolest places to find, you know, pictures that you wouldn't normally get in, you know, who goes out and takes pictures in the rain, right? But it's a great place to get really cool reflection pictures. If you're lucky enough to see a rainbow or things like that, just if you go out and play in the rain, don't forget your camera.
I love that tip. I absolutely love it. And, you know, oddly enough, ironically, today has been our first rainy day since I don't know when. So we did a lot of these tips that you and I had come up with during the week. And one more, we decided to bake some cookies today that, you know, took up an hour and a half of time. So that was lovely. I want to invite all our listeners to join us for these mini shows. This is, like we mentioned, our second mini show. Last week, we dealt with top five ways to deal with naysayers. And you can catch the replay at roadschoolmoms.com. And then next Sunday night, the 9th, we have the top five ways to find free and cheap fun wherever you are. The 16th, top five tips on choosing your residency state. August 23rd, five things you can toss right now. And August 30th, our last show for the mini series is five quick tips for getting your life off hold and on the road. So wherever you are, Sunday nights, join us for these five mini shows. Okay, Mary Beth,
well,
we got a few
that.
More minutes.
Oh,
tell us
so,
what's going on
yep.
with the road trip teachers.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the road trip teachers have been pretty crazy this week. We are
Wait,
wrapping up our
Wait, I can't hear
calls.
You.
Ah, can you still hear me now? Can
no.
you hear me now?
Well, I can hear you, but can you talk a little louder?
How's that? Is that any better?
Much better, yeah.
All right. Sorry, headset must have been going down. Anyway, over at the road trip teacher this week, we are going to be wrapping up our saltwater studies. We've been working on a whole series of videos that the younger kids in my rig have been working on to introduce those that are interested in saltwater life, whether you're in the coral reef or some other places that can be found on either side of the country. And those videos are going to be offered for free, obviously, over at Road Trip Teacher in our learning shop, and there'll be a link to YouTube if you want to check those out. And the other thing I'll just mention about our current R&D over at Road Trip Teacher is the scavenger hunts. Oh, my goodness. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago. If you have an idea of a scavenger hunt that you'd like to go on or one that you've been thinking on, to give me an email. I can't believe all the great emails that I've gotten and all kinds of really, really great ideas on where to find a scavenger hunt. So I am hardworking in the background trying to get all of those put together, and we'll be releasing that series really, really soon.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to see that because, you know, I love a good scavenger hunt. In fact, this week on the FTF Explorers, which is the scouting group we have dedicated for FTF kids, Laura Hamilton produced a scavenger hunt, a flash scavenger hunt. We had 1 week to find 10 items and take pictures of the items and upload it in order to get the limited edition scavenger hunt badge. So that was great fun. So that was part of my road school this week. I do want to mention that Full-Time Families is only 48 members away from our 1,000th member, which means we are 48 members away from giving away a GoPro active life camera. Mary Beth and I both have GoPros. They are essential items for your on-the-road travels. There's no better way to capture the kinds of experiences and adventures that we have than with a GoPro. So I hope that if you're not in the drawing yet, which means you're not an FTF member yet, that you go ahead and go get your FTF membership. It's the perfect time. And as soon as we hit the 1,000th member, we will be drawing from all the active members for the GoPro. So you can find details about the GoPro giveaway at fulltimefamilies.com. Also, I am currently embarking on a book tour promoting How to Hit the Road and the Journey Journal, and I hope that you'll tune in and find me on the following shows, including the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Show, Happy Camper Radio, Get Your Kids Ready for Life, which if you haven't heard that show yet, you got to go find it. It's an amazing podcast, and Nomad Together. So go ahead and go find those great shows and listen to me talk about the books more. Anything else, Mary Beth?
Nope, I was just going to say, in the meantime, if you're listening to this on over at iTunes on a podcast, please take a few minutes to review our podcast. There's a whole list of 50-plus shows that Kimberly and I have put together over the past year and a half. And if you give us a review, we'll be glad to, if you'll send me an email over at info@roadtripteacher.com, I'll be glad to send you the digital project of your choice just for completing the review.
That's perfect. I love that. Okay, well, if you need Mary Beth or I, you can reach Mary Beth at info@roadtripteacher.com, and you can always reach me at Kimberly@fulltimefamilies.com, and I think that's it. Just wrap us up, Mary Beth.
All righty. Well, it's been great chatting with you this evening. As Kimberly said, we'll be right back on the air at this time, same place, 9 p.m. Eastern Time next Sunday night, where we'll be talking about how to find our top five ways to find free family fun, no matter where in the world you are. And until then, we will be planning our Not Back to School Road School Rally, September 10th to 13th, 2015. There's only one spot left by next week. I'm sure it'll be gone. So if you're interested in that, be sure and get a hold of Kimberly, because when it's gone, it's gone. Until then, we will be coming to you live from wherever in the world you are. Safe travels, and God bless.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to RoadSchoolMoms.com.